This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
March Madness is here, and if you want to enhance the experience, join me, Gary Parrish, and my colleague Matt Norlander on the Ion College Basketball Podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. We have new episodes at least three times a week and at the end of every night of the NCAA tournament. So before you go to bed, hang with us or know we'll be there when you awake. We'll break down games, make picks against the spread. Most of all, we'll have a blast. So join us on the Ion College Basketball Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Is today the day that the Miami Heat end the longest losing streak that the franchise has had since 2008, Channing Crowder? Is it today that the Heat can win a basketball game?
I hope so, because it's pretty embarrassing. People asking me about the Heat and what's going on, and this is sad. And it's, I hate that Spo's getting all this trouble about it. Don't blame this on Spo.
That seems to be the sentiment going around. Crowder, check if your microphone is connected here for a second. My bad. You know, I hate, because it's a great segue that you just brought us to right at the beginning of the show. But while you do that, I'll set everything up. I'm actually, Crowder, the Heat have lost so many games in a row, and they get the Detroit Pistons today, another national TV game. I don't know why. Friday's game is a national TV game here at the Kaseya Center. I figured I'd switch it up today, try to bring some better vibes to the Kaseya Center. So I'm out here right now. I'm going to do the show live 2 to 6 p.m. today. And you are where? You are in Nashville today?
Nashville, Tennessee. Crazy. Am I better now? I sound better?
Yeah, you sound good.
Okay, I got my snowball plugged in.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah. And a bon voy. Look at you.
You see it. This is nice here, man. Yeah. I got the Nashville skyline behind me. We're pretty good.
You were in L.A. Monday, took the red eye, did the show yesterday, and then flew to Nashville, and you're connected. You are unbelievable. You do. You don't get enough credit. I'm not even joking. You do not get enough credit.
I appreciate it. After 4 years of doing this traveling, somebody gave me some respect. Salam, thank you.
Yeah, I mean, you know, showing up is great and all. Maybe have your mic connected, but I'll commend you.
I got in the room about 90 seconds ago. I ran. Then if you see, why do these hotels make it so hard to click into Wi-Fi? And they want to ask you your last name and your room. No, just give me the damn Wi-Fi. I already bought the room. Give me Wi-Fi, Marriott. I hate y'all. Yeah. Well, I really don't hate y'all. I love y'all. But, yeah, man, so it made I'm sorry. I apologize. But I think I need respect. Like Spo needs respect, because I've heard a lot of Spo hate, and now I'm hearing Spo hate on national TV, and I don't like it.
Yeah, well, I just think it comes to the territory. So, Crowder, it's funny you say that, because Barry Jackson had a really good article. I was going to get to it during 15 minutes of Heat, but I'll indulge you with it now, or if you'll indulge me with it now. He wrote, blame personnel choices for Heat Dolphins position, but don't give pass to these others. So he's kind of analyzing where the Heat are at and where the Dolphins are at, and he's finding common ground between the two. And I highlighted here to kind of read into it, and he said at one point in this article, but to say that each team's problems are entirely talent and bad luck issues would be inaccurate in our view. The belief here is both teams are underachieving with the roster each coaching staff was given, and that non-front office share of the blame falls on both the players and the coaches. So in other words, hey, man, there's no doubt about it that the players are underachieving a little bit, but there's also and that the front office deserves some of the blame when you're doing, you know, the blame pie chart. But there's also some blame that falls on the coaching staff. And I agree wholeheartedly, because when we're looking at the Dolphins situation, Crowder, we've been talking about it, right? Is it, you know, that the chef isn't being given the right ingredients, or that the chef is being given the ingredients and he's not cooking the right meal? And I think, you know, when it comes to the Heat and Coach Spo, man, Crowder, my biggest takeaway right now during this eight-game winning streak is that there has been no fight from this Heat team. I'm frustrated, but I also think, hey, man, when Andrew Wiggins was traded here, none of us thought, oh, this team is going to fall off the face of the earth. We were all kind of the opinion, like, they're not title contenders, but at the very least, they're going to compete for a 6 seed, for a 7 or 8 seed. And here you are, you're the 10 seed with 14 games remaining, and you're looking at being a lottery team. I mean, some blame has to fall on the head coach at some point, does it not?
No, but it's not. The blame cannot fall on the guy that's proven. If you give me a Joe Mazzulla, if you give me a – who's the Cavs head coach? Atkinson, the little weird-looking, yeah, thin-faced dude.
Yeah.
Kenny Atkinson is not a better coach than Eric Spoelstra. Kenny Atkinson has better pieces, and he can make a better – to your chef in the kitchen thing, he makes a better meal because he has filet mignon, and then you give Spo raccoon meat and you want him to make a beautiful meal. Spo has been a 5-star restaurant chef for multiple championships, and now he doesn't have the tools to do it. Like, that's the crazy thing to me. Take Andrew Wiggins, Bam, and Tyler Hero and have them compete with Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown. And hell, the Boston Celtics, I watched the game last night. I left this morning. They won last night. They beat the Brooklyn Nets, which isn't a big feat, but they could win without their stars because they're deep. We're not deep. We don't have any time. We have no filet. We have asparagus. Make a good steak, and I'm only going to give you asparagus. How is that going to work? It's crazy. I've never been, you know, Salon, we've been on the show a long time together. I've never put my foot down on Spo, but now that I hear everybody criticizing Spo, it's getting to me like, this is Eric Spoelstra's fault when we can't score but 14 points in the fourth quarter? Because yeah, these damn dudes can't hit no shots? They're shooting the ball. Let Spo take a corner three. I want Spo to take a corner three if y'all going to blame this on him.
Yeah, but here's the thing. I'm with you, by the way. I'm not one of these guys saying this is 100% on Spo. But if I'm looking at the Dolphins situation, which is what I think Barry Jackson did in his article very well today, he's looking at the Dolphins situation and he's saying, hey, there's blame to go all around. Some of it is bad luck. Jalen Phillips, Bradley Chubb getting injured. Some of it is bad luck. That's fair to say. But you can't just put it all on one thing. Some of it is Mike McDaniel not being able to convert third and ones ever, giving it to damn Alec Ingold every single time and having the worst conversion rate over the past 3 years of his coaching tenure on short yardage gains. Some of it falls on Chris Greer for not picking the right guys, for constantly picking guys who are going to be hurt. Some of it falls on Tua Tagovailoa for putting his body on the line, knowing that this team, it revolves around him being on the field.
Yes.
Some of it, like you can go around and start saying, hey, not everything falls on Tua. Not everything falls on McDaniel, but everybody deserves a share of the blame. And I think, Crowder, you can do a similar thing here with the Heat post-Jimmy Butler trade. It does not mean that this all falls on Eric Spoelstra. That's ridiculous. You know, the hashtag Fire Spo people, you know, those people are living in a loony world, because the reality is, if Eric Spoelstra was a head coaching free agent today, there would be, you know, outside of maybe 5 or 6 franchises, they would all
– 5 teams they, would love to they, have Eric Spoelstra.
They would give everybody – all the power to the head coach, Eric Spoelstra. All the power. You want to be president? You want to be GM? What do you want to do? Here it is. We'll turn our franchise over to you, which is the direction I believe that he will be heading in post-Pat Riley, whenever that is. Like, Eric Spoelstra, I believe, will be given the power to do kind of whatever he wants to at some point down the line. But, Crowder, at the end of the day, I don't think he's been given asparagus He hasn't been given filet mignon. He hasn't been given, what did Ryan and KC want to make nachos out of? Duck confit?
He has no duck confit.
He has no confit, but he also he hasn't been given dinosaur nuggets either. Like, Andrew Wiggins, Tyler Hero, Bam Adebayo should be enough to go. I was here, Crowder, when Rodney Magruder, Luke Babbitt, like that squad was starting games, and he was figuring out how to win games with them. You should figure out how to win games with Tyler Hero, Bam Adebayo, Andrew Wiggins, Davion Mitchell, Khalil Ware, Duncan Robinson, Haywood Highsmith. Like, this isn't a title contending team. I'm with everybody. But this is also not a team that should be falling off a cliff right now. And at some point, you kind of have to look at Coach Spo and say, hey, like, what's going on here? Why haven't you figured out how to, at the very least, win a game over this stretch of the season?
But, Solana, I've watched it where he puts the ball in Tyler Hero's hands and they isolate. And he'll do the, what's that, high
pick and
top
roll
of the key pick and roll with Bam. So you have Bam and Tyler in the pick and roll, and you have other guys standing there, and they execute the pick and roll, and he kicks it out, but he kicks it to Duncan, and he misses. Or he kicks it to Terry Rozier, who I don't think should take another shot for the Heat, and he misses. And so I've watched it, but then I've also watched OKC, where they let SGA bring the ball down, and he picks and rolls with that big goofy, the big dark goofy dude. And then he just drives and he gets to the line or he makes a free throw and one. I've watched it with Jason Tatum. I've watched it with Jason. I've watched it with SGA. I've watched it. And, Joker out there in Denver, he's just a different beast. He's stupid good. Like, but I've watched what those guys do. The Heat will get to the fourth quarter. It'll be a single-digit lead or deficit. And some dude takes over the game. And it's happened in this eight-game stretch. We started at five games. We talked about it. Now it's six games. Now it's seven games. Now it's eight games. Where is that fourth quarter guy? Where is he going to take over? I don't think Spo is creating bad offensive sets. I think that when Tyler gets the ball, he picks with Bam. Bam gets to the foul line and does his little hit, his little pump fake stuff. And he does kick it out where that should be an assist. And then whoever the hell's out there, Terry Rozier misses it. That's on Spo.
I'm with you. I'm with you, but I feel like yesterday I went into this. Hey, at the end of the day, I think we've learned, as much as I love Tyler, as much as I love Bam, those guys aren't your 1-2. Like, they just can't be. Look at what's happening when it falls on their head. But also, Crowder, at some point, okay, that hasn't worked. Post Jimmy Butler, isn't it on the head coach to figure something else out? Because when the Dolphins lost Tua Tagovailoa, and we saw a 4-week sample size without Tua, what was the thing I criticized McDaniel for most? Not being able to adjust, because the offense against the Seahawks looked like diarrhea. It looked like total diarrhea. And then the following week, when they went, and I don't remember who they played the following week, it was like Seahawks, Titans on Monday Night Football, the Colts, and then the New England Patriots, which is the only game that they won, those four games. The following week, I think, was Titans Monday Night Football. You got beat by Mason Rudolph, and how did the offense look? Like, caca, again. And my biggest thing was, bro, where are the adjustments? How do you go week to week, and there's zero adjustments? And then you go play the Indianapolis Colts, and it's the exact same thing. And then you play the New England Patriots, and you win, but it was the exact same thing. So I'm going to criticize Mike McDaniel for lack of adjustments in times of peril. I got to keep the same energy with Eric Spoelstra, despite the fact that I think he's the greatest head coach in the NBA right now.
I think the two situations are different. I think the Heat, the Dolphins were set up. They were set up as a graceful team.
Yeah.
The whole thing, we go way back, and you reference this damn 70-point game against the Denver Broncos all the time. It's not going to happen again. It hasn't happened since. It's the second highest scoring offense in NFL history. 73 was the best. Like, that was one of those outliers. I set it up as our team was set up to be a graceful team. They call it a track meet. Tyreek's 4-3. Waddle's 4-3. Achan's 4-3. Now, Jalen Wright, he's 4-3. Like, we're a track meet team, and we have no pound in us. There's nothing that can pound the ball and get that yard you're talking about. And you're seeing with Detroit, you're seeing with the Eagles, you're seeing even with the the Commanders. Like, now teams are starting to – I've said it. We said it on the show before. Teams are starting to get back. You have to have a little old school in you where you can whoop somebody's ass in the trenches. And I think that graceful 7-on-7 stuff is leaving the NFL. With the Heat, though, and this is what makes me upset, because as you see, I came on upset because I heard them talking about Spo today on TV. You want Spo to have Tyler, who is not a one, Bam, who's not a one, Tyler, who's really not a two, Bam, who I think can be a two if he has a dog. You want Spo to go in a meeting, Solana, and you love the Heat. You want Spo to go in a meeting and say, hey, guys, in the fourth quarter, we're about to give the ball to Pella Larsen. We're about to make Pella the fourth quarter dominant play. Solana, like,
yes, but I
look at these two teams differently, bro. I'm not gonna lie. You have set up a graceful team in the Dolphins, but you don't have the weapons with the Heat to be able to say, hey, okay, Bron ain't shooting right now. Wade can't get to the thing. Okay, CB, take over. Which CB could, and you know, yeah, I wasn't even a huge fan of Chris Bosh. You don't have the okay, hey, let's get it to Shaq down low. You can't do that. Who are you going to get it? Hey, Khalil Ware, go score 12 points in the fourth quarter. Khalil Ware hasn't scored 12 points in a game, and now you want him to get double digits in the fourth? It's not. It's a structural problem with the Heat. It's a roster problem with the Heat. With the Dolphins, it might be a culture problem or how we built the team problem. I can go into it with the Dolphins. With the Heat, we are shooting pea shooters. We got a 22, and the teams, Boston, the Cavs, the Nuggets, OKC. Now, hell, I got to say it, to be honest, you know, I hate it, though. The damn Warriors, they have 12-gauge shotguns on their team, and we're throwing peanuts at a wall and thinking we're going to hurt somebody. Spo does not have a 12-gauge. There is no 12-gauge on this roster.
Yeah, and they need it. And I think the only way to get it, as we discussed yesterday, might be getting rid of one of the guys none of us want to get rid of. And we'll see. It's going to be an interesting offseason. There's still a lot left to play for, but we'll get back to that a little bit later on in the show. There's so much I want to get to with you today. Zach Gelb is going to join us in the next segment. You saw Aaron Rodgers. The Minnesota Vikings told them, hey, you know what? We're good. We're going to ride with...
We good.
Yeah, we're going to ride with the guy we drafted number one overall. We're not going to wait on your old ass to figure out, you know, when your next ayahuasca trip is, to figure out what your future is going to be. Mike Cugno is going to join us today. I want to talk to him a little bit about the tournament, because CBS4 is doing like this big new rollout of the new studio, and they're really like leaning into the tournament. And I saw a video about Cugno, and I think who he's picking, Crowder. You know, he's a Florida State Seminole. And you and Cugno might have a lot in common starting tomorrow at noon.
Yeah, I love it. Them Gators playing, boy. I told y'all yesterday, yeah. Them Gators playing ball.
Yeah, everybody at my gym today was at the Alper JCC was like, oh, the Gators. Oh, yeah, I can't wait to see the Gators. I'm like, ah, we'll see. We'll see. A lot of people picking the Gators. A lot
You're
of people.
A hater.
And then, so Cugno will join us. Maybe Amy Audibert is going to stop by as well. She'll be around the Kaseya Center. Who knows? Who knows who's going to stop by here? I am live today overlooking Pat Riley Court at the Kaseya Center. Who knows? Maybe Tommy Tighe, Crowder. Maybe Tommy Tighe will make the rare appearance here. So you can ask him once and for all. Do you hate working with Solana on the Heat pregame? Ask him once and for all.
Because he hates you. There's no way Tommy's coming to sit with you.
Don't forget, tomorrow's our Buckets and Bets event at the Hard Rock Stadium. It's this experience that we've set up. You're going to get to watch every single game throughout the tournament coming up, and it's going to be awesome. I'm telling you, Odyssey's Buckets and Bets event. It's going to be from March 20th to the 23rd. Dande, you're going to be out there live as well, right? Saturday. So tomorrow, Crowder and I, and Friday, 2 to 6 p.m. tomorrow, Friday. And then Dande is going to be doing the show live with Vlad, I believe, as well on Saturday. And you'll be out there Sunday as well, right, Dan?
Yeah, Saturday pretty much all day, noon to about 5 o'clock. And then Sunday we're going to have a mix of guys like Joe Rose, Danny Rabinowitz, Joe Zagacki, and myself from noon to 4. 45 leading up to the Heat game.
Yes, yes. So I talked with OG Crowder. He's going to be there Friday. He's going to be hanging out. Lee Sterling is going to join us because why not have somebody who is an expert on the games? He'll join us Friday. Who knows? Who knows who else is going to stop by? So everybody from QAM will be out there. Basically, we're transforming the Seminole Hard Rock Hotel and Casino in Hollywood into the ultimate college basketball tip-off weekend. So there's going to be massive LED screens, beers. Bring your crew, and there's going to be real-time betting action. VIP tickets and packages are available right now. Ticketmaster. And just go to WQAM.com. It's offered by the Seminole Tribe of Florida. Must be 21 or over and physically present in Florida to wager. Terms and conditions apply. Gambling problem, call 1-888-ADMIT-IT. Seminole Hard Rock Hotel and Casino Hollywood, sponsored by Gunther Mazda. For car buying done your way, you've got to get to Gunther Mazda. Dan Day, who's back in the studio along with Jimmy. Let's do headlines.
Hey, man, listen, I'm getting tweets already. Listen, I'm not letting y'all badmouth Spo.
Okay.
So all the – I done got 3, 4, 5. It's coming in. I'm not saying Spo is not in a – Spo is a top three coach in the NBA right
for
now.
Sure.
He's a first ballot Hall of Famer. If y'all are listening and want to tweet me, wasting your time for me to think that you're going to change my position on Spo. I'm not – I'm just – I just looked at while you're talking. I looked at my Twitter. I'm not changing my position on Spo. It's not going to happen. So y'all can stop tweeting me about Spo.
All right. I mean, we can get back to it a little bit later. Maybe we'll ask Mike Cuno about it as well. I just want to state my position here clearly. I'm not telling you this is on Spo because this is what ends up happening. Later you're going to be like, oh, Solana said that this is – yeah, I know. I'm stating my position very clearly. I'm not blaming this on Spo. I just think if this was happening anywhere else, if this was happening – I don't know. Who's really bad this year? With the Charlotte Hornets, right? Well, it is happening with the Charlotte Hornets. The Chicago Bulls. I feel like, you know, the Heat, Bulls, Hawks, we've all been in the same position. If the Bulls, who have the same record as the Heat right now, if the Bulls had lost 8 straight games at this point, you're telling me it's still Billy Donovan, right, Dan? Still Billy Donovan in Chicago?
I think so.
Yeah, Billy Donovan. You're telling me Billy Donovan, you know, people wouldn't be asking some questions, not in terms of his job, but just in terms of what the hell's going on at the wrong time. I think you kind of have to do the same thing with any head coach around the league.
But I understand you have to criticize. There's different levels. There's administration, there's coaching, and there's roster. But I don't know if I'm looking at it from the lens of seeing what the roster – the head coach and the administration have done, because I believe in Pat, I believe in Spo, and I've seen what the good rosters do. I've seen James Johnson and Deion Waiters. Spo can't do anything with that. Damn, Red Auerbach, they can't. Jerry West can't do anything with that. Like, I'm looking at it from that lens where, yep, I don't think you can. There is no play. Huh, Solana. When they stop in the fourth quarter and they're up by 17, then they're up by 15, then they're up by 11, then they're up by 9, then they're up by 7, what is Spo going to write on that damn whiteboard to make the bleeding stop?
Yeah.
Give the ball to Haysmith?
No.
Let's get Kalel Ware the ball. Let's see what Pella Larson has in the corner. Man, let's be honest. We watch the top team. We watched what the Lakers are struggling right now. When LeBron out, Luka can go crazy, triple doubles, and they get their ass whooped because they don't have LeBron anymore.
Yeah.
It's a talent league. More than anything else, the NBA is a talent league. That's why the players run it. That's why the players have more control. I really enjoy Bam Adebayo being on this team. I think Tyler Hero is very talented. They are not what the Celtics have or the Cavs have.
For sure.
Or
we're
the
learning
OKC
that.
Has
for sure.
Or the Lakers have. They're not what those teams have. And now you want Spo to take a stalk of asparagus and make it into a miso glazed sea bass. I can't make – Spo has to look and say, I can't make miso glazed sea bass out of asparagus. That's impossible.
One correction before we do headlines quickly here, Dan. Len did text me that I said our Buckets and Bets event is at Hard Rock Stadium. If I did say that, I apologize. We're transforming Seminole Hard Rock Hotel and Casino in Hollywood into the ultimate basketball tip-off weekend. So again, not the stadium, but Seminole Hard Rock Hotel, and Casino. Tomorrow, Crowder and I, 2 to 6 p.m., and Friday we'll be out there. Let's do headlines quickly here, Dan.
Yep, and quick note, we're just trying to get Joe Zagacki and Joe Rose out there. Not 100% confirmed. We've got to get it confirmed with their people, but we're trying to get them out there.
I guess we all got text messages from the boss.
Boss is listening. That's what's important. Headlines are brought to you by Doral Kia. Choose from over 5,500 new Kia models in inventory. Sport at Sorrento and Telluride. Remember, when it comes to Kia, the great deals are at Doral Kia. University of Miami holding its pro day today on campus. Cam Ward throwing to his receivers. And ESPN's Adam Schefter reports that there's a mounting consensus that the Miami quarterback will be taken first overall in next month's NFL draft.
Yeah, I want to talk with Zach Gelb about that coming up in the next segment, but you said it pretty clearly yesterday, Crowder. Cam Ward probably should go number one. If not, he's the first quarterback taken, even though you think Shador is going to be great.
Yeah, I think both of them would be good, but I really do. I've watched both of them in person. I've watched them on TV. I think Cam Ward is a superior quarterback to Shador Sanders, but Shador is not bad. Shador is he's not even a 1B. He's a 1A2. Like, he can play football, but Cam Ward has everything you want in a quarterback, and his maturity is off the charts. I love Cam Ward for an NFL team, which will be the damn Tennessee Titans. We know who has the first pick.
Speaking of our buckets and bets that will be at Hard Rock Casino, last night, the first four in the NCAA tournament, North Carolina defeated at San Diego State 95-68. Alabama State down St. Francis of Pennsylvania 70-68 tonight at 6:40. Mount St. Mary, who actually beat the U earlier this year, they take on American.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
at 9 o'clock, you get Xavier and Texas.
Yes, sir. Everybody was upset about UNC, and then they go, they blow out San Diego State. I like it. I'll zag when everybody else is taking the same route here. I like them putting UNC in. Forget, it's a catastrophe. And hey, it's UN mother bleeping C, okay? It's fine. You want the Tar Heels in the tournament. Now they get a first-round matchup. You just got two games of UNC. Enough. Enough hating on UNC being in the tournament, okay? Really? Like, enough.
Who they play next? Are they about to get their ass whooped?
They'll play Ole Miss, a 6-seed next. SEC school that shouldn't be in the tournament either. All these stupid SEC schools that got put in the tournament. 14 SEC schools, that's 14 too many, if you ask me.
For Florida?
I've heard this. Why do people hate that we dominate in football and basketball?
Well, baseball, but that's the thing. You don't dominate in football anymore. Oh. It's ridiculous. And here you go. You guys had one good season in basketball, and you want to act like you're a basketball conference. And you're just not. Like, enough. Enough with the SEC.
It hurts y'all that we – you know what? This is what NIL is going to do, because these folks got bread. Texas, yeah. Like, you have to think about it. Texas, Florida, Ole Miss, like, we have money. These people are rich.
Damn,
we acquire talent in the SEC. Now we can pay kids legally. Allegedly, I might have got me a couple checks back in the day. Well, I don't know why y'all are so surprised about this.
That's pretty well documented. There's nothing allegedly about
We're running out of time. No. Let's just move on. We're moving on, Crowder. Crowder, time to stop. Weather from the Nemesman and Dover Law Firm, youraccidentattorneys.com. Free consultations 24-7 at 866-954-MORE. Partly cloudy with temperatures in the high 70s and breezy throughout South Florida today.
There's a lot I want to get to today, but we have to take a break here. Zach Gelb is going to join us. Hawk is in London, but it's Crowder, Solana, Dande, and Jimmy. We'll take you up until 6. I'm live at the Kaseya Center. Zach Gelb joins us next.
You're listening to the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Jimmy, what do you think about today's show so far?
It stinks.
Hawk and Crowder.
Zach Gelb joins us on the Toyota of Hollywood.